What's my high quality studio here? My iPad resting on a keyboard so that it doesn't fall down, so that I can actually lie down in bed when I'm talking to you. That high class studio.
It's all good, man.
And yes,
it's
I have clothes on.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody's thinking. It's a family show, guys. Okay, it's a family show.
Oh, man. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
Oh, new venue?
Hanging in the hotel room, baby. Hanging in the hotel room.
Nice.
Can't miss an evening talking to Phil.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, better for you. Buddy, what time is it? This has got to be rockstar for you. It's like not 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like 8:48. I'm just hitting my prime here.
Holy shit, this could be like the most stellar performance ever. Well, at least in our world. What's going on?
Oh, man. What's going on? I got paid today.
Woohoo!
I know. I got paid by two different clients today. So one I'm up to date on, the other one I'm 30 days behind, which is all right. But you know, I'm feeling flush and I'm feeling fine. Do you know what I mean? And so that's good. It's good stuff.
At least you know you're worth being paid. That's good.
Yeah. So you know what's really funny with Skype is I don't know if it's happening to you, but I have you on like the old Chinese subtitle thing going on. So I hear your voice and then you see your lips move after.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's really weird.
No, you're just a little behind, not that bad. Hey, remember, I'm in a hotel, right? The Wi-Fi is the Wi-Fi, right?
No, it's totally cool. It's just weird, right? Because it's like my childhood again. Like
exactly, you're watching all the reruns of Godzilla.
Yeah. If you jump up and fight some ninjas, I'll be really thrown off. I won't know where we are. So
Power Rangers. Right on.
Man.
You know,
no. But it's good. I got paid. Sorry, I didn't even have the mic nearby. I got paid. What else am I doing? I managed my guys into a place where I'm actually going on a photo shoot. So I'm going out. We're going up to Bancroft, which is about 3 hours north of Toronto, on Monday. I'll be there all day Monday. I'm going to sleep over at one of the kids' cottages, and then I'm going to, sleep over at his cottage and then keep shooting all day Tuesday morning before I come running back for my class on Tuesday afternoon. They kind of need all the, they need A-plus images and they need content, right?
What are you shooting
for? We're going to go out and do that. Mutlucks. We're going to do Mutlucks. So,
oh, the Mutlucks thing.
Yeah. So dogs,
but
you're going out toward the
kids' camp thing?
Yeah. So the owner lives near Bancroft, so she's got like, kind of a ton of property. Mutlucks is very much an outdoor, kind of outdoorsy sort of brand. You want to get some mud shots, you want to get like trail running shots, like that sort of thing. So we're gonna go out there and do those. But I've been probably for 8 days now, kind of just like figuring out what shots we need, trying to triangulate on, like, we don't leave before we get all these shots, and here are all the products we got to bring with us, and and like all that kind of stuff. And then
awesome,
we're going to do a really neat piece on their history, because she is really neat history and she has a really neat outlook. So I'm going to take some of my interview skills, and I wrote her a storyboard on a heritage piece on her and Mutlucks, and then we're going to break it up into bits and pieces for marketing that they're going to be able to use, pretty much content they can use all year round, to help figure out, help people understand their history and who they are, which is so critical.
Cool.
For
I hope you're getting a deal, right? You're not gouging this poor woman for
no.
Rates.
No, actually, so the funny thing is, I'm not actually. I don't even know how we're going to figure it. Like, this day will probably go down for free for her, right? Like, because I only see her, like, 3 hours a week. And so if I actually charge her for
kill her.
The day, it's like 12 hours for the day. I'm sleeping over, and then
you'll
do it again
her.
The next morning.
Yep.
Like pretty much, like my contract with her is till September. It wipe out the rest of the contract, right?
Yeah.
So I'm probably gonna wind up doing it for pretty much no charge, right? So, you know, but like I think that's what happens when you get, you know, guys like us, right? Is you just go, look, this is what's right for the client, right? So if I wanted to be a real jerk about it, I could charge her the whole 12 or whatever, but I'm not. Like I'm probably not going to bill her for any of it, and we'll just go up and do it because it's the right thing
to
do.
It's just the right thing to do.
Yeah. She needs the capital. She definitely has a vision. I'm just helping her get there faster. And then all of this stuff just helps her team be better during the year, right? So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's good. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. 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 No, it's the right thing to do. And then, you know what? Like, I think this is also the things that, you know, make me want to do what I do, right?
Yeah.
Is you kind of go, look, like, you know, screw it. I got to be a project manager. I got to roll up my sleeves. Like, I'll do it. I actually met with a friend of mine who was at Target with me. She works for Duracell now, and she was complaining about how Duracell's turning into P&G.
Oh, what there's a shocker.
Right? Well, they're on their own, right? Because they're out with Berkshire Hathaway now. But they're the new, the new higher-ups. She was quite specific, but I'll just say the new higher-ups are all, you know, kind of XP and G types, right? So she said the acronyms are back, everything's back, so it's funny because I was telling her about the project management stuff, and she died, right? She was just like, God almighty, how did you wind up being a project manager? And I said to her, you know what, like, but that's the thing is, that's why this job is so cool, is I can be what I need to be for the client, and then when we're done that, I can go on and do something else, right? Like, I don't need to be the same thing every day, and I don't need to do the same job every day. I you know, and then, like hell, I'm going up prepared to get dirty, you know, because they're going to be dogs in boots, right? Like, to take those pictures, you're going to be lying down, you got to, like, you know, figure out how to get these dogs to run around and look excited in these boots, right? So it's going to be nothing but dirt and, you know, like playing outside pretty much, right?
It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah.
It's
going to be hilarious.
It's going to
be
good. You'll enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I haven't told them, right? Like, what I'm going to do is because the kid who does the social media is pretty good with a camera. Like, he does some just phenomenal shots. So he's going to do all the shooting, and then I'm going to walk around with my phone and basically take all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So there's, like, an extra layer of, hey, you know what, like, this is coming. Like, look at us taking all these shots behind the scenes. You know, so, like, there's a whole nother campaign that you can run just on, like, hey, you want to peek under the hood and kind of understand what the brand's like? Guess what we're doing, right? So it's
You can do
stuff.
You can do bloopers and shit, right? You can have some fun with this, right?
Yeah.
That'll be a blast. Right on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. It'll be fun.
That's
be
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's probably – those are the big things going on. I've got a session coming up that I'm not – they need it, but I'm not super jazzed about it. There's this tech company I'm working with who is – she does something really cool that nobody else does, but that's the problem with when you do something that nobody else does, is when you got to do the marketing and the verbiage around getting people to come to the space. It's so much work, right? Like, it's so much work, and as much as I love it, it's like, God, my brain. You know, you come out of those sessions and your brain's just fried, right? Like, I'm just like, God, you know, working so hard at it, so. Yeah.
It's tough, right? I mean, you forget. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's a grind.
Yeah.
It's a grind.
Man. I think that's what's going on. I got a couple of blogs I'm writing. One for Mutlux, one for that tech company, none of which I love at all. But I think that's also part of the job, is just, you know, going, look, they need SEO. I can write a blog. I need to just bang. a couple of like really decent pieces that I can sink my brain into and write for them, you know, so that these are done. So, you know, there's some, you know,
again,
all
you're
sorts
help
of
them
stuff going on.
Shit that they can't do themselves, right? So they get someone who knows what the hell they're doing. Take it.
Yeah.
It's all good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what's going on with me. And then you're on the road. What's going on, man?
I'm in Edmonton.
Nice.
Yeah, got in, went to Drayton Valley.
Okay.
Never been to Drayton Valley in my entire life. I've been there twice in the last 2 months.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's a nice little town. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. But it's you know, it's a ways out of Edmonton. I don't know where we're going tomorrow. I know there's a plan, but I don't know these towns. So it's cool, though, right?
It reminds me of I've been to Drayton once for not even a whole day.
What for?
Maybe a couple hours, I think, and I thought it reminded me a little bit of Saskatoon.
I don't want to say it out loud. Saskatoon's a little prettier, right? I mean, the area is nice. I mean, Drayton Valley, the town itself, is like any small town. It'd be no different than really like a Trail or, you know, a Castlegar or wherever. I mean, they're nice towns. There's nothing wrong with them. People are very nice.
Yeah.
But there's really not much going on. The area is actually, you know, honestly, like the drive from where the hell, I don't know where we went. From the airport in Edmonton to there, so down the lower road, I don't know, like Leduc or something. I don't know what the hell this is.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lower road's quite pretty. But even the drive on the highway that from Drayton Valley area to Edmonton, it's not BC mountainous, but it's green. It was nice. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, again, people are nice up here, right? I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's kind of cool being back in it's kind of cool doing the consulting thing with sort of the drugstore thing again, right? It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool being back into, you know, talking planograms and, you know, today we met with two of the buyers, super, super sweet, nice people. Like you can tell they really want to do well. I mean, what the hell, right? Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. You know, one thing I did learn, I'll tell you what, not from this trip, but what I learned from last week, if you whine enough about the shit you're doing, and the shit you hate, like policy manuals, et cetera, you get awesome friends who listen to your podcast, which I have no idea why they listen, but anyway, that's another story. I get a policy manual sent to me today. So I'm going to coach, like, Linda Webb, shout out of shout outs.
Oh, honestly, free plug and a shout out.
Oh, my God. Like it. Thank you for the help. Right? Wow. It's one of those, you know what, like, I mean, seriously, I mean, this woman's awesome. I mean, I've known her for a million years. We never did a ton of business together at LD, but I mean, I knew who she was, et cetera. Yeah. But I mean, she's either referred people to me or like just reaches out. Hey, listen, I didn't like or I don't like doing things like that either. I've got something for you. So you can framework and things like, you know, shit.
Yeah. Wow. That's
how
amazing.
Nice is that?
That's amazing.
See, wine, and you get
it. I love it. So what does Linda do now? Or is she retired or
no,
she,
no,
she still works
working.
At LD
she's,
or?
I don't know what Linda does. I keep trying to have a coffee with her. I think she's just dissing me.
Yeah.
She's going to hear that part.
I don't blame you.
I think I'm taking it personally now.
I don't blame
Linda.
I mean,
I'm liking the help, and I think this is awesome, but, you know, like a cup of coffee, I'll buy, for Christ's sakes. And everybody knows I'm cheap, so, like, if I'm buying coffee, like, you should take the freaking offer. I would take the offer. I don't like buying coffee. I don't like buying
Linda,
at my own bar.
You know what?
But I'm going to do it.
Take a coffee from Kat. You know what? Take a coffee from Kenny and make Kenny bring some biscotti from Mama Vinucci.
I told my mom, listen, just so you know, you got to make me some biscotti. I got to send them to Phil. Now she's in a panic. She goes, well, how am I going to send them to get a crack? I said, listen, just relax. Don't worry about it. Let me worry about the biscotti. Just make some. I'm going to send them to Phil. Don't worry.
That'd be amazing.
That's what I told
now,
her. Well, now, gonna be a mess.
Now she's going
to
make
like
some for Linda, too.
Now, you know, now she's in a panic. Now she goes, just make the damn cookies.
Really? No, I like them. My mom doesn't make me cookies.
Exactly.
I like cookies.
No,
like,
but there's not many moms left to make the kids cookies, especially when the kid's 52.
Yeah, I know. I know. So I'll be happy just to get cookies. So
I got to tell my mom again. I don't think she was listening to it the other day. I got to tell her again. Ma, make the cookies.
Linda. There's biscotti on the table now. Play hard to get. He's already offering a coffee. You know, just let him ask a couple more times, and then you're gonna wind up getting some biscotti too. It'd be amazing.
It's out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah. I love it.
Out of control.
So what are you doing? I mean, planograms. So if our listeners don't know, right, planograms are kind of those schematics that you see in stores and the way shelves are laid out and all that kind of stuff. That little bit more old world retail, but I mean, if you run a store of any size or substance, you pretty much have to have a format for the way you lay out product. And then what are you helping these guys with?
You know what? I honestly still don't really know yet. It's more. I think it's sort of what we do. It's more from the higher level sort of, I think, consultative thing. I mean, I'm not going to teach them how to buy. They know how to buy. They know what they're doing. Yeah. They're not stupid people. They get it.
Yeah.
Right. But it's maybe just sometimes, you know what it's like? It's a different way of looking at things. Sometimes it's just the encouragement of someone who knows what you're going through. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think that's sort of what it is. It's more to try to get this. It's hard to work with independents.
Yeah.
Right. You know that as well. Right. So like when you're working for chains like LD or a Save-On or a Loblaws or a Metro, it's sort of like God talking to the people. God disseminates information. People take information.
Yeah.
Don't question information. Just shut up and do it. That's sort of what it's like being in our old positions. Since I've been on this side of the desk, I work with so many independents, and they're wonderful people, you know, typically small businesses, et cetera. But, you know, everybody knows everything, and everybody's their own boss.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get compliance. It's hard to get things done because you're talking to independents. They don't have to do it. So I think the trick on this one is going to be is really kind of what we talked about today was you really have to be your best. You're the best salesperson as a buyer for what you're trying to do.
Yep.
So you got to get to these people, maybe work with a small group of them, but sell the idea, sell the concept. People will buy if they think the seller believes in what they're selling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not snake oil. It's all legit shit. Like, I mean, you should do it because you know why? It makes sense to do.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science. Yeah. It's not that we know more, but maybe we've had some other experiences. You know, I've seen 78 different stores run when I was with London. Yeah. Now I have another 150 independents. So you do get some perspective on what works in a corporate, what works in an independent, and maybe say, okay, listen, how about we try this? How about we try that? So I think that's more my role is going to be.
Yeah.
Is more sort of that the shit that I like
a different way of looking at things.
Like, what's the
idea? I like it.
How do you want to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And you think about it, if they throw ideas back to me, why would I say no? I don't care.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's try whatever you want. Here's some pitfalls. Here's the bonuses. Hey.
Yeah.
Let's think.
I like it.
I like it too, actually. It was encouraging. Yeah. I mean, two really, 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 really nice people. Right.
You also get the benefit of, you know, I mean, they get the benefit of someone who's not in the business every day, who has, you know, the ability to look at it from a third eye, from a consumer's point of view. Right.
Yeah.
Which it's funny, you know, this class I teach, I always tell them, like I tell all these kids, I go, you know, the minute you sink your teeth into being a marketer or being into a salesperson and you get into the retail world, you'll never look at shopping the same. You'll never look at a store the same.
No.
And, you know, like, it's funny because now, like, 20 plus years in, I'm finally starting to look at stores and I'm able to do it, like, from a consumer point of view and as an industry person, you know?
I totally get it.
You know?
I totally get it. And, you know, it's probably the same time as you, like, it's almost like literally after I left London.
Yeah.
Because you take off the corporate eyes.
Yeah.
And now even if I walk a London Drugs, I see it in a whole different way. Some pleasant, some not so pleasant. And that's no shot to London. That's in general, whether what I used to think was really good in anybody's store. Now I walk in from the other side thinking, oh, yeah, maybe from a buyer's eyes that was okay, but from a consumer's eyes, this really sucks.
Like, this sucks.
Yeah, this honestly, this the only way to say it, like, yeah, this sucks. This was not well thought out. But hey, you know, it's sometimes you got to do the dance on both sides of the sides of the floor to kind of get an idea of what the whole floor looks like.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's probably some of the things right now is what I guess I think I'm enjoying about it too is that you know like you don't know how exciting you do. You know, it's so exciting to talk to buyers. Like when you were a buyer for so long and you get back into talking to buyers, like it's like you can just feel it. because buying is just a
get the juices flowing.
It's such a great job. So you kind of get back into the field, and it's hard not to get excited, right?
Yeah.
And you know what it's like. Excitement breeds excitement. So now everybody's kind of bouncing around. You're thinking, "Oh, this is awesome, man."
Yeah. It's funny because the lady at Duracell, she was a buyer with me at Target, and we were talking about side hustles, and we were talking about things that we do, and I was telling her, look, I sell all sorts of things on eBay, and she was like, give me an example. So I said, look, like I sell micro USB and USB-C cables, right? Which, if you go to like a Best Buy or one of these places, it costs you like $25. I buy like 100 of these, in Alibaba or whatever it is, right? AliExpress. And then I just, slow roll them, right? Like, so I throw them on eBay. Maybe I sell one or two at a time. But as soon as you get into the math, right, she was like, wait, what are you buying for? What do you sell them for? So what do you make in between? And I was like, listen, I sit on this stuff, but it doesn't cost me that much. It just sits around. And, so by the time I'm done with it, this is the margin I make. And all of a sudden, the two of us are just like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
Next thing like, we're trying to buy everything.
Yeah.
We're trying to buy everything. We're like, let's go and buy this together. Let's go do this together, right? And you're like, oh my God, what's going on here, right? But you're absolutely right. Like,
it's hard to take the buyer out of you, right?
Yeah,
like you just,
yeah.
And you do, you just get so wound up into it again, right?
Yeah.
But that's the fun of it. Like, and I think that's why I like retail so much, right? Just,
yeah.
As much as I tell everybody, to get the hell out of it, I just do love it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, I think, the world we're in now with the Amazons and all that stuff makes it a little crazy, but I don't, it's such magic, right? It's so simple. You make something, you sell it, somebody buys
seriously?
It.
Come on.
Right?
And then repeat.
Yeah.
Really?
But it is that simple, but it's not that simple.
Yeah.
And that's what's so magical about it,
exactly.
Right? Is like, God, you could, there's so many ways. There's 8 ways to Sunday to bake this thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
But it is that simple. Really, all you do is buy it at a price and hopefully sell it for a higher price.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can, and then if you can repeat, magic.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work that way, but.
No.
Why talk about your failures when all you should focus on is your successes anyway?
You absolutely can make it. You can definitely make it work. So, yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. It's very cool.
That was kind of the day. Was this? It's kind of just cool getting. And again, not having to be full time in it and doing grind is, you're going to be able to float in for 20, 30 hours a month and say, that's cool again.
Yeah.
That's just cool again.
That's very cool, actually. That's very, very cool. Yeah.
I like it. I do. Yeah. I just think it's fun.
Man.
What the hell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Man. So what else is going on? You're doing this traveling thing. Kind of takes you away from everything else, eh?
I mean, seriously, the influencing thing seems to still be going. Getting a lot of super duper people posting shit for
Grasshopper. I saw your website traffic. Your traffic was
on
fire.
Yeah. I mean, overall, it was a good month. Now, it peaked like crazy. But, we were going from an average of like one or zero a day.
Yeah,
To 25, 30 a day, which okay. I mean, I get it. But, it's not.
Yeah.
If this is Amazon, they'd be. We're seriously. Yeah. Why even bother? But
yeah.
When we're getting steady traffic all the time, it shows that people are looking.
Yeah.
Right. But we're getting some great feedback on Instagram. We're getting people talking about it, and now it just needs to result in some sales. And
it'll come.
Well,
it'll come.
I hope so. Yeah, keep plugging.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is, like I said, it's July now. Time ticks.
God, it is July, isn't it?
Man.
Yeah, it's true, though. It's true, right? I mean, you gotta make a call in the business. You gotta figure out, what comes next.
Well, I've only got,
right?
I've got July, August, September, October. I got 4 months of selling left.
Okay.
Right? By the time November hits, it's it's a month from best before, and there's gonna be nothing wrong with it, but it's not gonna sell after that. After that, we're just gonna have to blow it out. But it'd be nice to kind of move some product before that. So,
yeah,
I mean, I'd love to do another run of it. I'd like to do another batch, but I guess it's like anything, And this is what people need to understand. This is the reality of small business.
Yeah,
this is how it plays. No guarantees.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
Yeah, it's funny how many things happen in one conversation. So the my friend and I got into, you know, what could we buy, what could we start, and we started wandering on this path of a pretty cool idea. And she said, well, how do we, you know, I said, oh, you know, it's a really weird, it's a really weird field. It's a weird business. I don't know how we're going to benchmark. And she said, well, what do we do? And I said, I think we just go. And she said, what do you mean? Like, so what's next steps? And I go, I think we, if we want to do this, we go buy some.
Just buy some shit and go.
And then try it. Like, pick 10 of our closest possible matches of friends that we have in our worlds between the two. We have a lot of freaking friends in our world. So 10 of our closest matches to the customer that we think they're going to be. And see what they'll buy it for, right? Like, you know, the first 10 we'll lose money on because it'll be free, but the focus group will be, would you buy this for $10? Would you buy it for $20? Would you buy it for $30?
Yeah, what do you think?
You know, would you like it in a different color? Would you, should it taste different? Should it look different? Should it smell different? Right? And then, you know, at the end of the 30, we might go, as buyers, you might go, this is crap. This is never going to work, right? Like, they want it $10, but it needs to be grade A crap, and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and so then you spent, you know, whatever you spent, right, to help, you know, to give 10 friends great product for free, right? Then, but that's it, right? And she was like, really? That's it? And I go, that's
about as complicated as it gets.
That's it, right? I mean, like, it's not like, I mean, for listeners out there, like, you know, you're talking about two buyers getting together. So all of the things that Kent gives us crap that we don't share, we did in one giant step, right? Like, so the, could it cost right? Could it be priced right? You know, like all of those things, you know, she and I did together, because when you're with another buyer, the instincts are pretty keen and pretty high, as long as you don't, you know, like Kenny and I are like that too, right? Is if you see us assess product, usually we land within about $5 of each other.
Yeah.
Right? The only alarm bells are if I'm $30 away from you, or you're $30 away from me.
But again, but that and could then, also, because, you know, that could just be, yeah, knowledge of sort of a of an industry. I mean, you could throw, like, sometimes, yep, techie shit at me. I have no idea what it's worth. Yep. I can throw a number at you, but based on what? Not much of anything.
Yep.
You know? Yep. I mean, but certain, yep, food items, yeah, I can tell you exactly where I think, yep, it should land.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and again, it might sell a little bit higher than what I think, might sell a bit lower, but, yeah, in my opinion, or, you know, based on my years, that's, yeah, really what it should sit,
yeah,
at.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and we do, yeah, that all the time. I mean, I saw a cool line yesterday. Same thing, right? Just, it, yeah, you just know where it should land.
Yeah. 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 Right? Nope. I think that's it. But so for listeners out there who are not buyers, find someone who can help you land in a good place, but do some work, right? Like, so we kind of like jump to these steps because we know what we're doing. If not, you take some time to, like, you know, the steps in there that you want to fill in are, you know, what are you buying it? What's the cost you're buying it for? What do you think it could retail for? Look for something else in the marketplace. Grab a local flyer, check it out, see if you can find something comparable in terms of price range, so you can get a sense of margin. Before you kind of move forward.
Hop on, right? Amazon. That's hop kind on well.ca. Yeah, yeah. It depends on what it, yeah, is. Hop on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, hop on a website. Do some, you know, yeah, it doesn't take long. It's not, again, this is not,
nope,
this is retail. It's not rocket science.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely do the gut check.
You
got to
learn,
right?
You got to, like, know how to do shit, yeah, but it's not, yeah, like it's not a, it's not, it can't be learned.
No.
You just got to put, yeah, some,
yeah,
effort into,
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, yeah, you can always leverage other people, leverage people like us. I mean, what the hell do we care?
Oh, definitely call us. We'll have opinions. Kenny and I have lots of opinions.
Exactly. We apparently work for free, too, so really, what's the difference?
We work we work for free.
All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe. Like us. Join us. Share us. Tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more commerce news.